Now, we're going to use what we just learned and walk through here a little problem of computing the standard deviation, or in fact, in this case, the variance, which is the square of the standard deviation, using deviation scores and using our summation and our squaring, sum of squares. So here we have 7 subjects. And associated with each subject is a score. So our subject number is listed in the left-hand column, 1 through 7, and their scores are listed in the next column. So these subjects, to make it nice and simple, had scores of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. The average of those 7 scores is 5. And that's what you see in the middle of the table. Now, to compute a deviation for each score, we simply take that score minus the mean. Well, the mean is always 5, so every score, every raw score, is going to be deviated from that mean of 5. So starting from top to bottom, we have 2 minus 5, or minus 3, 3 minus 5, 4 minus 5, 5 minus 5, and you can see the deviations scores is the second column from the right. So we have minus 3, minus 2, 1, 0, 1, 2, and 3. And you see if we added those up and divided by anything, it would be 0 because the sum of the deviations is 0. But now we square those deviations, and that's what we have in the last column. So minus 3 squares to 9, minus 2 squares to 4. And if we did that for all of those numbers, added them up, we would have the sum of the squared deviations. So for these 7 scores, the sum of the squared deviations is 28. So it's important that you understand what this table illustrates, because basically these are the steps that you go through to compute the variance of a distribution. Sum of the squared deviations.